Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this morning from the 9th canto, chapter 9, 48. Vyavasito Buddhya Narayana Grihitaya Hidvanya Bhavam Agyanam Tatasvang Bhavam Astita Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajati Shatadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti vyavasito buddhya narayana grihitaya hitvanya bhavam agyanam tatasvam vayamastita. Thus Maharaj Kadvanga, by his advanced intelligence in rendering service to the Lord, gave up false identification with the body full of ignorance. In his original position of eternal servitorship, he engaged himself in rendering service to the Lord. Yes. So, the Sanskrit word used here for devotional service is very interesting in the light of today's discussion on the sixth verse of the Shikshastakam. Here the word bhavam is used for devotional service. Now bhava is a stage in the development of Krishna consciousness which means that you can actually see the unseen, you can hear the unheard, you can to some extent understand the not understandable. Bhava, in other words, is a state where you can, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead reveals himself to his devotee. Today we want to hear about bhava, and therefore I want to request you to repeat after me the Sanskrit of the Shloka 6 of Shikshastakam. Nayanam galat ashru daraya varanam gadgada ruraya gira ulakaya nichitam Vapuhu kada tava nama grahane avishyati. Translation.
O gospodine moj, kada će moje oči biti ukrašene suzama ljubavi koje će neprestano teći kada pevam Tvoje sveto ime? Kada će mi glas zastati u grlu i koža nežiti kad god izustim Tvoje ime?
That's all?
Yes.
Good. So, in this verse, which reads in English, "My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental blajensta as I chant your holy name?" So here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays for the blessings of being able to chant Krishna's holy name in ecstatic love. As we go on chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there will be a time when we will develop bhava or ecstasy. And at this particular point in time, revelation begins. Krishna will appear to us. It is described that just like a person sometimes can come next to another person, Krishna will come next to the devotee who chants his holy name. He will be visible to the devotee. The devotee will smell the beautiful aroma from the transcendental body of the Lord, and he will be very close. At that time, he will develop symptoms of ecstasy. See, when you see Krishna, it's not just like you see a poster with some nice picture on top of it. To see Krishna or to have a revelation of Krishna means that all your spiritual senses are overflooded with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the verses which we have heard for up till now, the following subjects were discussed. In the first verse, Shraddha or faith was discussed. You know, we heard when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then such and such is a result. This was discussed so that we have more faith in the chanting of the holy name. You have no earphone? No? Well, do you need an earphone? There's no, we are in a rich temple. There are enough earphones. And here is a box. And you? You can understand. Very good. Then sadhu sangha was described. You remember, we were hearing, if you commit offenses against devotees, the chanting is not fully effective. It was said how we should behave in devotees' association, mainly humble. Then nishtha, steadiness, ruchi, taste, ashakti, means attachment to Krishna, was described. And now here in this verse, bhava or ecstasy is described. Now, in order to really appreciate for us the need of developing love for Krishna, I want to give you a little example. This is a very relevant example from devotee psychology. Why is the easiest process for all of us in Krishna consciousness to take prasadam? Molim? Do you understand the question? The easiest for everyone who comes in contact with the processes of Krishna consciousness is to take prasadam. Everyone can do this. Even if he is in total maya, it never takes part in any program, you can be sure he sits there when it's prasadam time and eats prasadam. Why is this? Vishada. Automatically, Vishada's Babu says, the body feels inclined to eat. That's a good answer. I want to bring this point which Vishada Prabhu has made a little further. We have what we could call a spontaneous attraction to it. You know, the body always, when you are a healthy young young person, the body feels hungry. And it is only because of this natural attraction that it is extremely easy for you to appreciate prasadam. If there is no taste for something, then that something may be the best thing in the world, medyutim, it is of no interest. Imagine a glass of water. Now, for someone who is really thirsty, who really wants to drink, that glass of water is extremely valuable. He is very attached to this glass of water. If you would steal it from him, oh, he would be very, very distressed and spritzen. So, or let us have the example of music. There are people for whom certain musical pieces are very important in their lives. They really like to hear it. For instance, a classical opera. It means really much for them. But someone who doesn't have an interest, an attraction, he will think, well, this opera is a total disturbance to the sense of hearing. You will see, you can only appreciate something if you have an eagerness, an attraction to it. Beauty never really lies in an object. You can never say, this music is good, or this person looks beautiful, or this forest is attractive. In these things, in themselves, there is not such absolute standard of beauty or attractiveness. Beauty always lies in the eyes of the beholder. This is Prabhupada said this often. It means only if there is someone who has an interest in this something or this person or this music or this practice, only then there will be appreciation. So when you want to become Krishna conscious, or if you want to have a revelation of Krishna, you first of all have to work on building up this interest or this eagerness of Krishna. Otherwise, you will never actually be able to love Krishna. Do you understand what I'm trying to express, Madan Gopal? Yes? You must increase the eagerness to like Krishna. This is a very great challenge in all of our lives. We live in the temple, but we see very clearly at the morning time at 4 o'clock, no, 4:30 it is here, who is attracted to Krishna, who wants to see the bhojanstha. That is always very, very little, especially in the Beograd temple. The rate of attraction to Krishna is maybe 20% out of the population in the temple. There's a shocking low degree of attraction. It is maybe a world record. This is a very serious problem which is there, because you can live for hundreds of years in the temple. If you do not develop that eagerness, then Krishna, you will not have a revelation of Krishna. You will not develop a taste of Krishna. Please take the example of a glass of water. It may be standing here, but if there is no eagerness to have this, to drink this, if there is no, if you don't feel a necessity to drink it, then this will be full of dust after some time. Therefore, usually put this here. It will be full of dust. Nothing will be done with this glass of water. In the same way, we must actually develop an eagerness in order to come closer to Krishna. This is the main point in our lives. Krishna actually is waiting for that. There is this example of Yashoda Devi. Yashoda was taking care of Krishna and was breastfeeding him, and then she saw in the distance that a pot of milk which she was boiling over the fire was coming over. The milk was going vroom, vroom, vroom. And she actually put Krishna down to take care of the milk. Now Krishna didn't like it. He didn't think it was very nice of his mother to put him down just in favor of a milk pot. You know. So therefore he decided to do some mischief. He got up and he went to all the milk pots, butter pots and yogurt pots, and he took stones and threw them so that the yogurt came flush, 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 flush down. He went up, he took all the butter, and he ate it. Makanchur, that's the name of Krishna, he steals the butter. And then, when he was full, he distributed it to the monkeys. What is the meaning of monkey? Maimun. The Maimun. He gave it to the Maimuns. Mother Yashoda thought, well, this is too much. I must catch Krishna. And she tried to run after him, but no matter how hard she tried, her flowers in the hair fell. She was running. She could never reach Krishna. Then finally Krishna had some milost for his mother and said, all right, capture me. And then Mother Yashoda wanted to bind him. But no matter how much rope she put around him, it was always too short by this measurement. Now Mother Yashoda had many ropes in her house. When the cowherders had so many ropes, they needed them for the cows to bind the hind legs so that when milking they wouldn't kick. So she took many, many ropes, maybe as many ropes as you need to go 10 times around a football field. But whenever she wanted to make the knot around Krishna's belly, it was too short, like this. So she said, how is this physically possible? Well, it is spiritually possible. The Supreme Lord's personality is spiritual. And he didn't want to be bound by Mother Yashoda, so therefore Mother Yashoda could have brought in theory, millions of kilometers of a rope and not bind Krishna. However, medyutim, the same thing once happened with Srimati Radharani. Radharani was waiting for Krishna, but Krishna didn't come. Very, very much too late he came. And Krishna said, I was at a festival of Mother Yashoda and I couldn't come earlier because she wouldn't let me go. Now this was a lie. This was not a fact. Krishna was somewhere else, not at the festival. So because Radharani was so much eager for Krishna, she said, but this is, I will now bind you so that you cannot go away. And she took a golden rope and just with one attempt, she immediately bound Krishna. Because Srimati Radharani's eagerness for Krishna is so great that she can actually bind Krishna or capture Krishna if you so want. This is described in the Bhavishya Purana in the Uttara Kanda. So, when you become eager like that for Krishna, then Krishna will allow himself to be bound by his devotee. If you are not eager, I must say this again, then Krishna won't do this, and your life won't change really. In the Bhagavatam, there is a nice shloka in this connection, which I want to read to you. Tat ashmasaram hridayam bateram yat griyamanai harinamadeyai navikriyeta tayadavikado netre jalangatra ruheshuhasha. That heart is surrounded by steel, which despite of chanting the holy name of the Lord is not changed. When ecstasy comes, tears come up in the eyes and their hairs stand on end. So if you do not change the heart, by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you are have a heart of steel. Steel? What is the meaning of steel? Chali or gvoshke. Yes. So, this is the statement of the Bhagavatam. Now, the heart is immediately changed when it is touched by Krishna, by a realization of Krishna. For instance, I very often see this in our programs. The people who come to the program and they begin to chant Hare Krishna, something really happens. That heart really gets changed. Now, I remember in Moscow, during the bhajan part, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu was singing the arati, and we had these very nice and very big gonitais with us. Maybe they are from here to the lamp, if you, with the outstretched arms. Sorry. So, I remember very much there was a part. In the during the program, something happened. All of a sudden, the whole audience changed. It was during the arati, and everyone who was a little perceptive, who was there, saw that all of a sudden everyone went like. And I looked at the deities during this time. And they seem to be very happy. And we all had the feeling that the deities had actually entered the thritha of the conditioned souls. And therefore they were now touched by Krishna, and something happened, something changed. You all who are sitting here have experienced that also. Maybe you were at a program of Nityananda Grupa, or maybe you read the book, or the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, or you met nice devotees. And by this contact, something happened in your heart, so that you could give up the life of an ordinary Yugoslavenska person. So now there we have entered the path of Krishna consciousness. We should not think everything is now over. It's all over now. No, we should expose ourselves, or we should be very eager to come into situations where we allow Krishna to again touch our sritha, our heart, that something changes there. So it is described in scriptures that Krishna is, that the devotee can be connected with Krishna in 12 ways. And out of these 12 ways, that one can be connected with Krishna in 12 ways. Out of these 12 ways, 5 are most important. Who knows this? That is very, I better want to tell it. You can be related to Krishna in a neutral relationship, in the relationship of this is called Santat, as a servant, then as a priyatelya, then as a parent, and then as a lover. Now, of course, we who are here in Krishna consciousness, we can't speculate, oh, I'm a gopi, I'm relating to Krishna as a lover. That would be sahajiya. Oh, my lover, my luba, that would be not correct, because we don't have bhava as of yet. We don't have a revelation of Krishna. The way we relate to Krishna is in one relationship. Who knows this? Even in conditioned existence. As a dasya, as a servant. You are very philosophically minded this morning. So, all of us approach Krishna in that one relationship, that is as a servant, where we want to do some slujba for Krishna. So, when we do this, Krishna sometimes touches our heart. Have you seen this on Sankirtan? Sometimes you just feel just so wonderful. Or during, when we do our concerts with Nityananda Grupa, it's sometimes so wonderful. We really feel the milast of Krishna has acted and has been present there. When a person has a real, a very strong revelation of Krishna, there will be 8 symptoms of ecstasy. Sometimes in our movement of Krishna consciousness, we say, oh, the prasada was ecstasy, wasn't it? Or we say, this kirtan was ecstasy, isn't it? We sometimes say this. But what does, now let us today hear what real ecstasy is. There are 8 sattvika bhavas, it's called. When you are connected with Krishna, that's called sattva. And in this connection to Krishna, when your heart is touched by Krishna, then you will develop what is called sattvika bhavas, or these ecstatic symptoms. I will just read them, because you will see it's a very, very nice, very interesting to hear, but at the same time a little far away. So, the first is being stunned. Stunned means you can't move. It's like paralyzed. Then sweating. But this is not the sweating after a kirtan. This is something extraordinary. Then goose pimples. What is goose pimples? Nijana kosha. Yes. Then horripilating. Then changing of voice. But not like Sudarshan in puberty. But it will be different. Shivering. Becoming pale. That means white in the face. Fainting. And crying of tears. Now I want to make a very interesting and relevant point. Sometimes in India, you see people who imitate these, symptoms of ecstasy. They roll on the floor and they cry, and then they get up and smoke a bidi. Or sometimes we see in sahajiya mentality. Sahajiya is you just cheap imitation. Then some devotees, you know, they go in the night into the deity room, and you know, they cry, and you know, and then what's the matter? And they say, ecstasy, Prabhu, ecstasy. this is not. There are some tests we can test if someone is really in ecstasy. I want to tell you a little story which Prabhupada told about imitation. There was once a man who was requested by his chefe to make a photocopy of a book. So, to copy it. So the chefe found him after some time on the toilet with the photocopies. And he asked, "Hey, what are you doing there?" Oh, said the man. "See, in the original, there is a fly. There is a pressed fly in the original book. And I'm here to wait for a fly to come. Then I will press it, and then it's a perfect copy in all respects." Do you understand? He was a Buddha, lads. One doesn't need to copy a fly, you know. So this is the foolishness of the people who want to copy everything and imitate everything. It is not very intelligent and not very desirable. So in this shloka here, Mahaprabhu, I will tell you in a moment what are the testing things. In this shloka, Mahaprabhu talks of three of these ecstatic symptoms. Do you remember? Madhu Mangal. What? Luja Bini Krishna? No, we speak of... Acha, that's very good, Madhu Mangal. That was, Lord Chaitanya spoke about that. Then, he spoke of the voice changing, faltering. And then, he spoke of the hairs standing erect in ecstasy. Very nice to see this. No, he didn't speak of the hairs. He said, I'm sorry, he spoke of goose pimples. Changing of voice and tears. So, this only comes when there is bona fide bhakti. See, sometimes even the sense enjoyers display some symptoms of ecstasy. For instance, when they have sex life, they get goose pimples. And so on and so forth. So this is not a symptom of real spiritual ecstasy always. So there must be these eight symptoms which have been described in the scripture. Guneshvara, please finish soon with your work of so that you can hear. Chantir avyata kala dvang viraktir mana shunyata asha bhanda samutkanta nama gane sadaruchi ashaktistat gunakhyane pritistat vasatistale ityadayo nubhavasyur jata bhavankure jana. The first symptom was chanti. This is forgiveness. Forgiveness means also tolerance. A person who has developed real bhakti or bhava in his heart, he will be able to tolerate different situations. For instance, he will be able to tolerate hunger, or he will be able to tolerate if someone does not honor him and is bad towards him. Toleration means that even if there is reason to be disturbed, a person in real bhakti is not disturbed. This is called chanti. Now, this is also one of the most important symptoms of a saint or of a person engaged in spiritual life. It's that ability to forgive and to tolerate. Usually if someone does something bad against us, we go like, or we go even like this. So this is not this revenge is sweet. This is the symptoms of a symptom of a materialist. But shanti, forgiveness, all the ability to tolerate even disturbing situations, that must be there. Avyata kaladvang is the second. What does this mean? It means he is free from the tendency to waste time. How do you like this definition? Have you ever noticed how much time we sometimes waste? This unnecessary talk, prajalpa, or with unnecessary thoughts. Sometimes we waste a whole day on the mentality niveau. It happens. It is such a waste of time. So the devotee who is serious in Krishna consciousness does not want to waste time. With his words, he doesn't want to waste time. With his thoughts, he doesn't want to waste time. And with his actions. Yeah. With the actions, he doesn't want to waste time. So, what does he do? With the words, he speaks about Krishna. With the Uma, he thinks about Krishna. And with his body and action, he offers obeisances to Krishna in sluchpa, in service to Krishna. In this way, a devotee is free from the habit of wasting time. That's the second symptom which is necessary in order to experience bhava, or the sattvika bhavas, the eight symptoms of ecstasy. Yes? So we can test. If someone always wastes time with unnecessary activities, thoughts, and words, his show of ecstasy will be something glupast. So then, the next symptom is virakti. Virakti means detachment. For a person who makes advancement in Krishna consciousness, the world is considered to be dead. And just like you are not attracted to a dead body, the person is not attracted to the dead sense objects in this world. Have you ever seen a dead body? Plaja, have you seen? Human being? You have seen Guneshwara? Your father? Your grandfather? You have actually seen? Have you seen Mahavir? Everyone is very experienced here. I saw one on the autobahn after a car accident. Now, I don't know how you have reacted when you saw a dead person. There is a kind of... I mean, one surely doesn't want to embrace him, isn't it? You were not so sure? No inclination to embrace. Yes. Nobody likes actually. It's a very shocking. It's so shocking to see the dead body, especially if he is dead after some time. You know, after two, after one day or so. So a devotee actually, he will see this material world like this. He has no desire. Khwala lepa, khwala lepa, khwala lepa. You know, he is really not attracted. I remember once Satswarup Maharaj was in a 5-star hotel and they asked him to write his opinion about the hotel. There were 3 questions. How did you like the accommodation? He said, well, nothing to remind me of Krishna. They had TV, nice bed, and everything. Then they asked him, how did you like the food? And he answered with one word, murder. It was Misha. Then, meat. Then, how did you like the treatment of the personnel? These people are who, and he said it was a friendliness of a waiter. You know a waiter, what he is? He comes like this with a rana. He is very friendly because he wants to get money, extra money. Like also the tzigoinen when they wash your car, they like. To get some dinas, but if you don't give, they are ready to kill you almost. This is how a devotee reacts towards the world. He thinks the world is not interesting. Virakti, he is detached. The best example is Maharaj Bharata. He was so attached to Krishna, he was the Kralj of the world, actually, the king of the world. But he gave it all up just like you give up your hot stool. Or your warm stool after passing. He was so detached. Imagine. He had everything. So then a fourth symptom is there, mana shunyata, that is the absence of false prestige. See, there are kings in the Vedic times who became svetats, holy men, and who went
to even the houses of their political enemies in order to beg some money to build temples. That means they were free from false prestige. Would anyone in this world go to someone who is his enemy and beg for him something? No. He would rather die than do this. So that is then a fifth symptom, Ashabanda. That is the strong conviction that I will become Krishna conscious in this life. This is required. You might think, it is so-so. But a devotee is strongly convinced, even if he thinks he has no hope. He feels like, I really want to reach Krishna. And there are many stories of how Krishna has shown his mercy to someone who is just desiring to go back home to him. Then Samudkanta, Rohini Sudha Prabhu has one disciple called Samudkanta. It means the firm desire to attain one's Krishna. To attain Krishna. Then Nama Gana Sadaruchi, it means that someone has a great taste to chant the holy name of Krishna. He really has taste. Nama Gana Sadaruchi. You know, Srimati Radharani sometimes sits down and just chants Krishna, 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 Krishna. And also, Krishna does sometimes japa. Did you know this? He doesn't chant his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. No. He chants Radha, 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 like this. He does japa. He has, his japa mala is from jewels. This is Nama Gana Gane Sadaruchi. Taste to chant the holy name. See, it's not that a devotee, they think, oh, again I have to chant. Oh, Ekadasi, oh no, 25 rounds. I wish there would be no Ekadasi on planet Earth. Let Ekadasi be on other planets, but not on this planet. This is not the symptom of a devotee. Then, Tadguna Akyan, that means he is attached to describe Krishna's transcendental qualities. There is a verse, Maduram Maduram Vapuasya Vidya, Maduram Maduram Vadunam Maduram, Madugandhi Vibhos Mitum Etat Aho. Maduram, 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 maduram. This is a verse written by Bilva Mangala Thakur, who is also known as Lila Shuka. And he says, Krishna's body is sweeter than sweet. His face is also very sweet. And his honey-like fragrance, you know, its smell, is also very sweet. And his soft smile is sweet. And then, you know, he always says Maduram, sweet, sweet, because he cannot describe it actually. And then he just gives it up and he says Maduram, 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 sweet, 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 sweet. this is a great example in Vaishnav poetry, how someone cannot describe Krishna and just gives it up. He just says, Maduram, 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 Maduram. Everything is Maduram. Like, we also in Krishna consciousness, we have this. We say, everything is nice. Do you also say this in Yugoslavian language? Nice? I mean, you say like in English, isn't it? We always say, nice, nice, nice. Oh, you look nice. Oh, the arati is nice. Oh, the prasaram is nice. Oh, the kirtan is nice. Oh, the Kemsky Kalovsky is nice. Or whatever it was, you know, this, please, what is the street called? Knez Mihailov, yes. The Knez Mihailov is nice, you know, for Sankirtan. We always say that, so an advanced devotee will also think like this of Krishna, and he will feel himself unable to describe it properly. Therefore, he always says the same word, Maduram, Maduram, Maduram. So, this ninth symptom is Priti Tat Vasati Stale. One wants to be at the place where Krishna performed his pastimes. Some of you have gone to Vrindavan and have developed an amount of attachment to Vrindavan or Navadvip, Mayapur. It is described when you cannot go there physically, you should go there in your umma, in your mind. You can actually meditate or just remember how you were on a Braj Mandal Parikram or Navadvip Mandal Parikram or just visiting the Holy Dham. My dear devotees, please try to go to the Holy Dham if possible. Of course, in the present economicka situazione, it is a little difficult. But this is a great thing. You will see how your attraction for Beograd becomes zero, and how your attraction for Krishna's holy dham becomes full. So these nine symptoms, I said eight symptoms. There are eight ecstatic symptoms, but nine internal qualifications are necessary to develop the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. And I want to just say something. I think that everyone in the room has already some of these symptoms. Like, you feel automatically bad if you wasted your time. Or you feel your time is spent if you talk about Krishna. You feel that is good. Or you feel how the holy name has given you something. Or you feel sometimes tolerance, especially on Sankirtan. You can forgive and be tolerant. So by your advancement in Krishna consciousness, these qualities will become better, will become more. And in this way, you will develop all the necessary qualifications for bhava, so that Krishna actually appears in your heart, and you will become very successful in your process of Krishna consciousness. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I want to end here. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects? Yes. 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 Inside or outside, you can develop Krishna consciousness mit Dyutim. The association of devotees is very important. It's just like we as human beings really learn better in association. See, I tried to learn Swedish very good, and I took one of these language courses with tapes from Langenscheid, tapes and books. I tried to learn Swedish. But it really never worked so good. But when I was in the association of Swedish-speaking people, it went very, very fast. We can see this also with children. Children have difficulties to learn a language in the school, it goes very, very slow. But when you put them into the association of English-speaking people, it goes overnight. Do you know this? Here's one girl from Beograd, little Janavi. You remember her? She was very young when she came in contact with Krishna consciousness. Maybe 12 years or so. Maybe younger, 9 years. 9 years. So she went to the Gurukul in Sweden, and I met her just a little while ago, and she spoke English like an American. So good. Much better than I speak English. Much, much better. Because that's all they speak there. And it went very brittle. Especially young people can learn languages just overnight. We have a few boys in the Gurukul in Mayapur, and they already speak Bengali. Gau, jau, teek, and everything. So, especially this principle is true in association with devotee. You cannot actually develop Krishna consciousness nicely without the association of devotees. So, if you want to develop Krishna consciousness, come here. It is such a nice temple. It looks so wonderful. It looks like a heavenly planet, Raiska Planeta. We have such wonderful devotees in Beograd. They're just incarnations of... actually, after what I said in the beginning of the lecture, I can't really say this again. No, the heart is very good of our devotees, and the desire is very good. Now they have to learn to come to the Mangal Arati, to chant properly. This is very, goes very fast. One can start tomorrow morning, no problem, and then it's very easy. It's not difficult. Smashing, the devotee smashing. Guneshwara. Madhu Mangal? Small Madhu Mangal, yes.
And then I asked him, why not crying?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is something which even a beginner in Krishna consciousness can feel, some sentiment towards Krishna. There is an example with Srila Prabhupada where one Mataji cried. Boo, boo, boo. And before the deity, Prabhupada said, yes, you're feeling some attraction to Krishna. But please don't cry directly before the deity. The deity should see happy faces. He was saying, this is all right. It may be sentiment, but the sentiment is for Krishna, if it comes like this. Little boys are... Well, I would have asked Madhu Mangal, have you slept enough? Have you gotten enough prasadam? First make sure that these things are there. We have to take care of the young boys, that they are... And if we are interested to see if it is real sentiment, we might have to ask. Sometimes I found out in the temple, devotees don't eat enough or don't sleep enough. But this is not the problem here, actually. But, see, I'm only here now one more day, and I want to push you a little bit. That's why I talk like this. It's my duty as a sannyasi, but I know my style is sometimes very rough and arrogant. I want to excuse myself, but you have to change, really. It is necessary. Some work must be done. So, just this small point, and it will be like not the Reichsky Planeta here, but the spiritual planeta here. So the point is here, yes, if someone is a little sentimental, let him be sentimental for Krishna. That's all right. And another thing is, it can well be that Krishna gives someone some taste. Children have it sometimes more easier to have a taste because they don't have all these sinful experiences in their umma, which we have as grown-ups, which before we came to Krishna consciousness. So sometimes they develop this. I remember Prabhupada once, he gave little Saraswati, that's the 4 years old daughter of one of his devotees, Shyamasunda, a little deity. And then one day he took the deity and hid it behind himself. So he said, Saraswati, where is your Krishna? And she became, oh yeah, where is my, and went looking for her Krishna. She couldn't find her Krishna, the deity. Then she was getting very worried. Oh, where is Krishna? He was looking everywhere. So Prabhupada had a discussion with the high court judge at that time. Very prestigious person. All the time this little child came in and looked, you know. Finally Saraswati came before Prabhupada and cried, Krishna is not there, Krishna is gone. Then the devotee said, Saraswati, who has Krishna? And then the little girl just cried, Prabhupada has Krishna! Because, you know, it is a fact, the pure devotee has Krishna. So Prabhupada was so pleased, he just took the little, the Krishna deity and said, here, mulim. Ah, Prabhupada is Krishna! So then Prabhupada turned to the high court judge and said, see, this is how we have to look for Krishna. This is desire. He didn't say, this is glupos, the little child. This little child, you know. But he really appreciated the feeling because Saraswati at that moment really wanted Krishna, nothing else. At that moment, isn't it? She was looking, you know how little children are, when they really want something, they get, they really want it, you know, and you have to give it, otherwise a revolution breaks loose. He was very satisfied with that. So I don't know what Madhu Mangal's case, maybe it was something very good. But Madhu Mangal should always think, well, I'm a very fallen soul. A devotee should always think like that. Attached to so many things. Well, today he came. Could anyone else? Then everything is clear. So this was the sixth verse which we have discussed today. We will tomorrow morning discuss the seventh and the eighth verse. And then I feel we had very nice discussions. As you could see, I'm myself very inspired by these kinds of subject matter. I hope it is relevant for you and you can get something and learn something out of this so that you will be helped in your own Krishna consciousness. So Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jay. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol.